Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the BC. It is Saturday, the 14th of March, Anno Domini 2015, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes. Don't get the blues. Here's some news. Before we even get to the news, we should let you know two important things going on today. First, it's Pi Day. That's right, it's Pi Day. It's...
Wait, there goes Rob running out the window.
Rob Linton, who, of course, as you know, is the manager here at this station. He threatened to turn off the transmitter if I mentioned Pi Day. So
what day?
Pi Day. So if you...
Not
if,
Saturday?
If we suddenly go off the air, you'll know why.
So you missed your opportunity this morning, but this evening there's still pi to 10 significant digits. So it's 314, which is pi, and then 926, 53 and a half gives you 10 digits.
31415.
Yep, 31415, 926535.
Right.
And now I'm going to remember that because we were talking about that before the show. The same thing with like social security numbers and phone numbers. When you put them in groups, they're easy to remember. Now that it's a time, you can remember it. If you just try to memorize pi, it's a lot harder.
And the next digit is 9, so you can also celebrate it at 54 seconds.
Yeah, if you round up. Yeah.
Right, if you round up.
Yep.
So at any rate, of course, it's Pi Day. Pi being 3.1415926535 and a whole bunch more. Today being 3.1415, it's 3.1415, and you go on from there, as Steve just said. But the more important thing, of course, is that we are in a fund drive. And you'll be hearing plenty about that as time goes on. But let me first thank our very first pledge of the day from Charlotte. Thank you very much for your very generous pledge, Charlotte. We appreciate it. And you can join, Charlotte. It's really easy. As you may know, we are a public supported station. We don't get any federal money. We don't get any state money. We don't get any county money. We don't get any money from anybody.
And we don't even get paid.
Right, and we don't get money from the school district or the county or the city or any of that stuff. What we get is donations from you. And the reality is that every year there are fewer and fewer jazz stations in the nation, in the world, in point of fact. And we'd like to see this one stay, mainly because we're on it. And the only way that happens is if you call, make a pledge, and become a member of the Soundbites family and the Jazz 90.1 family. And you do that really simply. You can give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. If you don't like talking to humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And any amount is fine. Yes, there are membership levels, but you know what? You can pledge at any amount you like. You can also do painlessly as a Jazzomatic member. Pledge $10 or more per month, and then you get the tchotchkes for whatever level you were pledging at. So, thank you, gifts. At whatever level you would, you know, for the entire amount.
And $90 and above, they also get the, at no extra charge, the membership card. And that membership card, if you're going out dining and that, there are various restaurants and places that you can go to that you can take advantage of, like two for one or, you know, free appetizers and that type of stuff. So, again, it's just another thing they throw in, and it's tax deductible.
Yep.
You know, I mean, very few things you can take off your taxes, but this you can, and you get the enjoyment of listening to jazz. You know, every day of the week.
Every day of the week. And again, you do that simply by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Join Charlotte and a lot of our other listeners, I'm sure, will be calling in today. And we'll give you the chance to do that while I read a little bit of the news. Apple fanatic. Now, almost nothing happened this week of any actual interest for anybody, but there was one tiny little announcement. Apple fanatics had a collective orgasm on Monday. After months of fanfare, Apple finally announced a date for its smartwatch, April 24th. The timepieces are the first new product Apple has introduced in 5 years and one of the riskiest ventures Apple has made in years. The Apple Watch comes in three models, the Sport, the Watch, and the Watch Edition. Yes, apparently with all the money Apple has, they can't hire people who can make up interesting names. The Sport is the cheapest with an anodized aluminum case starting at $350. The Apple Watch is stainless steel starting at $550, but going as high as $1,100 depending on the band. Finally, the Apple Watch Edition, the 18-karat gold version, starts at a whopping $10,000 and will go up to about $17,000.
What?
You know,
which is actually cheap for a gold watch.
You know, well, is it 18-karat gold or is it 18-karat gold plated? Or did it somehow stand near 18-karat gold? We don't know. And anybody contemplating buying that $17,000 watch, why don't you just buy the $10,000 version and send us the $7,000? Apple also wrapped up a couple of other long rumored announcements. While the MacBook Air and MacBook Pro are still around, there's a new 12-inch laptop known only as the MacBook. It's absurdly thin and light, and it strips out pretty much everything that's not a screen, trackpad, or keyboard. And there's a surprise announcement for, of all things, HBO. Come next month, you'll finally be able to watch Game of Thrones without a cable subscription, but only on Apple for now. Without a good battery, a smartwatch is nothing. They're supposed to stay on your wrist, not in a dock. But Apple promises that this isn't going to be an issue with the Apple Watch because it's supposed to have an 18-hour battery life. That's a lot shorter than products like the Pebble and certainly won't outshine most Android Wear gear, but it's not horrible. It's not really great, but it's not horrible. Apple's new 12-inch MacBook will ditch several ports from its 13-inch MacBook Air.
All of them.
In favor of a single USB Type-C connector. You'll primarily need to use wireless connections to exchange files instead of plugging in USB accessories or USB keys straight into the new laptop. Though Apple is selling a special cable that splits into a separate charger and data ports and then either HDMI or a VGA. And it only costs $80. Oh, and they've stupidly done away with the MagSafe connector. Dumbest move Apple ever made, ever. And that's a huge bar, really. And they beat it. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is Apple has announced a smartwatch. And your choices are OMG, OMG, I can't wait. Hashtag Apple orgasm, hashtag YOLO, hashtag blessed. I don't think I'll ditch my Android watch for an Apple watch. And I'll take a look. And only 18 hours? Seriously? And meh. And it's a stupid idea, no matter who it's from. And right now, meh is in the lead, followed by it's a stupid idea, followed by I'll take a look. And the other two don't have anything for it. But I know you'll have, the other three don't have anything for it. But I know you'll have more to say. So if you look over far on the right there, the right-hand column, go down to Fascinating Stuff. The top choice there is the forums. And if you go to the forums, the second forum down is poll discussion. And the very first choice there is Apple has announced a smartwatch. There are five posts there already. Please add your own. And then come back and give us a call. We do need your funds. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And Rob set us a goal of only three. What? How was? How much was it?
$3,000 an hour.
$3,000 an hour. We can do that. Actually, we can. There are enough people watching this show that if everybody stepped up and made a donation, we would beat that handily.
Oh, yeah.
Handily. But I can see the phones are not ringing, and nobody cares. So
this might
and that just depresses me.
This might be the last few weeks for Soundbites.
It could be. The reality is, and I know people don't believe this. I know you think we're lying to you.
Well,
thank you very much.
You got to put things in perspective. And here's my take on it. is Rob took quite a chance bringing us here. Now it's coming, going into, I think, our sixth year.
Yep.
Most of the programs that you hear on the station are, all music. He totally broke the whole format of this station. Any other time, you're going to hear music. But he's took a chance 6 years ago. Matter of fact, it was beginning of June, June 5th, I still remember, and said, invited us to come here to this station so we could still be the longest running computer show in the known universe.
Yeah.
No other talk shows are on the station. So he took a chance. Yep. You know, and we've been telling him, our listeners are faithful folks. You know, they always step up to the plate. They're there. They love us. They support us. Well, now's your time to show it. Because we only come to you twice a year, and as we've said over the years, and it still doesn't get any cheaper. What it would cost to get your computer fixed, and the free advice that you get here every week can save you hundreds of dollars.
Thousands. You know it.
And if you think I'm kidding, just take your computer in sometime. If you know it gets a root kit or something else like that, it's going to be a couple $100 to get it cleaned out and done correctly. But yet we give you the tools to tell you how to fix things without a net. It's not like we sit here and take your questions and say, all right, well, we'll get back to you next week. No, for the most part, and I think our batting average is around 98%, we find solutions for most of the folks right now.
Yep.
And then to help folks out even further, we post those comments. So if we find a particular link that helps this customer, you know, particular caller at this time, you can go back to that list because you remembered, oh, wait a minute, they talked about that just a couple weeks ago. Well, you can go on our list that we talked about this on previous shows and look down that whole list to help solve your problems.
Yep.
So, you know,
that's the greatest thing excuse me, about a show like this is that you may not have that problem now. But listen to the show every week, and when you do have that problem, you'll already know the answer. And so that camaraderie, it's the same thing we say about the users groups, too, that camaraderie, the group of people getting together with similar interests, that you'll be able to sound smarter. We've said also that everyone should have someone they can be a guru to.
Yep.
So help out your elderly parents, or I guess you couldn't go to your kids because they know more than you do anyway.
Yeah, they always will too.
Yeah, there's that uncle that doesn't know anything. So you can help them because you listen to us and you get that from us.
And the other thing too is we cover quite a few formats. I mean, we cover the PC, we cover the Mac, Unix. I mean, got it all covered.
The phones, the tablets, the watches. I'm sure. That's me. Sorry. The big thing, of course, is, you know, we talked earlier about how Rob took a huge chance giving us this mm-hmm. opportunity. If this is a jazz station and the people who are on the advisory boards and all of that are jazz people, and if you don't think Rob took a ration of manure for giving us this time slot, you're wrong. He really, really did. And we want to thank him for that. And we also really need, we being you too, by the way, when we say we don't mean just the three of us up here. We mean you too. We need you as well as we do to stand up and make a pledge and prove to the board of directors that Rob made the right decision, that we can help keep this station on the air, that we can be a part of their family. And not just a pain in the neck. You don't know what they had to go through to get us to be able to take phone calls and stream the thing and all the other stuff that happens here. They're used to spending money to rent the studios. They're used to spending money to buy records. They're used to spending money to buy the ASCAP and BMI and all the other rights to play the music. But they weren't used to any of the stuff that we needed. And they stood up and Rob told them that it would be worth their while to do that. And for them, I'm not saying for us and I'm not saying for Rob, but for them, that has a lot to do with funding. And so we need you to step up. 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org, just like Dorothy did from Pittsburgh. Thank you, Dorothy. Back in just a couple of minutes with Sound Bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more Sound Bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve, next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Edwin.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 23 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites, and we should talk a little bit about the Apple Watch at this point. But before we do, remember, we are in a pledge drive. Please, please call and become a member of the family. Let's get this done. Let's keep this station on the air. And it's easy enough to do 585.
Yeah, I was going to say, as soon as people call in and pledge, the faster we get to the goal, the back, we stop and we get back to our normal routine day. And we'd love to be able to do that.
On the website, you can see our goal is a mere $50,000. And that's really, in terms of what radio stations need, other radio stations ask for, it's a minuscule amount of money. So we've raised about $18,000. We've got about $31,000 and change left. So please, please call and make the pledge. 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. So far, we've had two people pledge, Charlotte and Dorothy. Dorothy, we haven't thanked you yet. Thank you so much for your generous donation. We are honored and humbled that you two ladies have become part of the Jazz 901 family. And it's time for the rest of you to step up. You can pledge at a specific level, or you can just pledge at whatever amount you want. But please, please pledge, whether it's a new pledge, a renewing pledge, just an extra amount of money. Every dollar helps. Every single dollar helps. And or you can harden your hearts and wait for us to go off the air. That's your choice. Whichever one you make, that's on you.
Well, that's the other thing, though. We've been here now, like I said, we're coming up on 6 years. And I can remember for the past 6 years, it's only been $50,000. Now, if you folks stop and think about it, everything else in our lives has gone up in price.
Significantly.
Yeah. Rob has done a stellar job in keeping things under control and only coming to you folks twice a year to raise $50,000 and to run a station that brings you great music, every day of the week, a great variety of music, sound bites, and from time to time, he's always offering tickets or giveaways to folks. Like we had the Valentine's giveaway for your sweetheart. And it was a night out and an overnight stay at a B&B. And, it was just goes on and on. We're doing a lot of great things out there. So, you know what? Please, pick up the phones. Give us a call. Matter of fact, Phil's in the back there, taking phone calls. He came in, again, on his own time. None of us here in the studio today are getting paid. We enjoy
that, and I keep hoping it's not true, but apparently it is true.
Yeah, we enjoy what we do for you folks.
Take that call.
Okay.
The transferring's not working.
Yeah, we do what we do because we love to do it, and we love to help you folks. And all we ask is twice a year we come to you and ask you to reach into your pockets. And everybody, every day, every single dang day, people come in up to me and say, oh, I love your show. I listen to your show. I love your show. And I always try to be polite about that. But you know what? I'm going to start saying, are you a member? Because if you're not, you don't love it that much. You just tolerate it. Might as well just turn off the radio and go do something else. Because the reality is that we need your help. And before we go to the phones, I want to thank Linda for her generous donation. Thank you, Linda. We know you're a fan of the show. Oh, and she's called in. All right, let's talk to her too. Our next caller is Linda from Greece, New York. Welcome, Linda. What's up?
Hi, guys. Yeah, of course. Last year I couldn't afford it. This year I can.
Thank you so very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, well, hey, you guys have helped me over the past many, many years. I got a question for Steve. Steve, I got a new iPad mini, okay? Now, I want to I went in and I tried to set it up, and it says, do you want to update it? I said, yeah, but it won't let me update it until I put in the newest 8.1, 8.2, but it won't let me do that.
What capacity mini did you get? The 16 gig?
128.
Okay, well, there blows that idea. Quite often when updates won't install, it means you don't have enough free disk space.
It's brand new. I haven't put anything on it yet.
Yeah, so that should be there. You should be able to do it.
Now, have you signed in yet with your Apple ID?
Yeah. And it says, do you want to use the iTunes backup? And I said, yes. And then...
Oh, okay. All right. I understand. Yeah. So if your old iPad that you did your backup from was already running, say, 8.1, probably 8.13, because that was the latest version, and the new iPad that came out of the box only had 8.10, it has an older OS on it.
Right.
And you can't upgrade to a newer OS yet. So what you have to do is, on the brand new iPad,
listen to this tomorrow, so
yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Tell it you're to set up on the iPad itself. You're going to set it up as a new iPad.
Oh, okay.
And then do the update from the iPad.
Uh-huh.
And then what you're going to do, it's going to be a little scary. You're going to erase the iPad, but you haven't put anything on it yet. You're just going to do the system update.
Yeah.
And then after you erase it, you'll be able to restore from your backup. Because now the iPad will have the same OS on it.
So
you can't migrate from a new OS from a newer OS onto an older OS.
So let me see if I understand you. Go in there and sign up and sign in and everything, and then put it as new, and then get the 8.1, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 8.2 is out now, so that's what it will probably do.
Okay, and then go in, now erase everything?
Yes, in settings, on the iPad itself, under settings, under general, under reset, there's a reset all, erase all content and settings.
Okay.
And that erases it, puts it back into new mode, where you can then say restore from the backup from the computer.
Oh, because I tried several times, and I'm going...
Yep.
You know, it says, do you want to... August of 2014 was the only one I could do. I went, no, that's not right. And I didn't want to go out to the Apple Store.
Yeah. Now, do you back up your old iPad? Did you back it up to iTunes or to iCloud? Because you can restore from either.
I don't remember.
So what I would also suggest doing is while you're erasing your new iPad, plug the old iPad into the computer and do a backup now. So then you'll be able to get the most recent data on the newest iPad.
I never back it up to the computer. I never have.
Well, then it may be backing up to iCloud. So that's on the old iPad in settings, under iCloud, under backup.
Uh-huh.
You can back up to iCloud.
Okay.
And what often happens, especially if you have a larger capacity iPad, there's not enough space. You only get 5 gigabytes of free space from Apple with iCloud. So if you have more than 5 gigabytes of data on your iPad, then you have to back up to your computer.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've called you many times. This is the one where I didn't like iTunes, so I could never figure out how to do it, you know.
Yeah. So the other option is to pay for more space on iCloud, but people don't like doing that. Now the stuff it backs up is only your photos, say your photos and videos and documents you've created. It doesn't need to back up the applications because it just redownloads those.
Well, no, as far as I don't have any photos, I don't have any photos on it. And as far as videos and all that, I can redownload that. That's no problem.
Right. Yeah. So you may have enough space to back up to iCloud.
All I wanted to do is back up the apps that I've got on there.
Right. Yeah. So on your older iPad, go into settings and then iCloud and then backup and tell it to back up now. You have to be connected to Wi-Fi, and it likes to be connected to power while it's doing the backup because it doesn't want to die during the backup.
Okay.
And then when you set the new iPad up, you can tell it to restore from iCloud.
Okay. Now, Nick, I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've got any people online. I got a quick question for you.
Go ahead.
Okay. I got a new touch screen desktop. Okay. Now, I've got a 1 terabyte, what am I trying to say?
Hard drive?
1 terabyte.
External?
Hard drive, you know, external hard drive.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I heard you say also get one, an online one. What do you think of Carbonite?
Carbonite is excellent. It's not terribly expensive, and it automates the process of backing things up. That's a good thing.
And it does it to an off-site location. So it's great to have a backup hard drive sitting next to your computer, so there's a second copy of your data.
Uh-huh.
But if there's a fire or flood or theft, you lose your computer and your hard drive. So having an off-site backup stored somewhere else is a protection as well.
Yeah, I've got, as I said, I've got an external one that I just plug in, and it's 1 terabyte to match my... So I should do both?
Yes. That way you've got a near... See, here's the thing. Backing up to the external hard drive locally is fast, and restoring from it is fast. Restoring from Carbonite would be slower, but it's a second safe and off-site backup, so you should do both.
Okay.
And what some people even do is they'll get 2 hard drives and keep one of them somewhere else, but that's more work for you, and it's much easier to let Carbonite.
It's much harder to do, and Carbonite is not that expensive.
Which one do you? There's so many on Carbonite. Which one do you recommend?
Whatever one you need to store all of your data.
There's the basic home version, which is like $5 a month.
Uh huh.
Now, if you have a really good friend, there's another service called CrashPlan.
No, I don't have anybody. Okay. I don't have anybody that's computer savvy.
All right.
Unfortunately,
yeah. No. This is Carbonite is an excellent choice. Get the home edition and back your stuff up off site, and that way it will always be there, no matter what disaster might befall us here.
Okay. Well, now if I called them, would they help me set it up?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, because it sounds good, but I don't know what to
It really is a matter of click, 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 and with them on the phone, you'll get it set up in a couple minutes.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yep, have fun.
Yep.
Yeah, for people that do have really good friends, in fact, what I do myself, there's another service called CrashPlan that offers the same sort of online backup that Carbonite does, but they have a free service where you back up your hard drive to a friend's hard drive.
Right.
And they can back up their hard drive to your hard drive. So there has to be a really good friend that you don't mind having your data.
Right.
But it's free. And now it's off-site on someone else's computer.
Yep. And we would like to take a moment to thank Richard from Rochester and David, who is pledging from Minnesota. Minnesota. All you people in Rochester who are not, in fact, pledging. Thank you, David. You're... pledge, and Richard, your pledges are very, very much appreciated. Thank you for help keeping this show and indeed this station on the air and helping us prove that we deserve to be here. Thank you. Thank you to all five of you. Charlotte. I'm an idiot. Charlotte, Dorothy, Linda, Richard, and David.
And Chili?
And Chili.
Well, we used to always call it where I went to school, Charlotte.
It's Shalott. There's no R in Shalott. That's something non-Rochesterians have to learn. But there is in Charlotte. And I apologize, Charlotte. It was rude and stupid of me. I'm sure you've heard it before. But let's go back to the phones. Our next caller is Ed from Ithaca, New York. Welcome, Ed. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And I want to give you an update. I called 2 weeks ago because my iPod was not connecting to YouTube. To iTunes.
Yeah.
Well, it turned out that the problem was that I had to update the iTunes on my computer. And the non-Apple connector that I have works fine now that
I've
upgraded.
Because we were afraid of that.
That was
connector.
One of the things we were worried about.
Right. And you got a couple other calls about that, too.
Yep.
So I just want to give you and all of your delighted listeners...
Thank you.
The information.
And we're sure you're already a member, but if you're not...
I am indeed.
Excellent. Thank you, Ed.
Okay. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Glad you solved it. Bye-bye.
And that's one of the issues that we've been seeing a little bit, is because most of the iPads and iPhones and things don't need a computer anymore, you may never have plugged it into your computer or may not have done it recently, and so you've never opened iTunes, and so it never says there's an update.
Right. And yet Apple has very clearly connected the iPads and iPhones to iTunes, and so you really need both.
And they've been disconnecting that in the last couple of years, because especially with the iPad, we're seeing people use the iPad as their only computing device.
Right.
They don't have a computer because all they need is web and mail, and there you go.
Right. And one of the things that of course, one of the reasons there is an Apple Watch, is because it will sell more iPhones. Apple makes about a 40 to 50% margin on iPhones, at everybody's best guess. And they sell bazillions of them an hour, I believe it is. And so it's their cash cow right now. They really are a phone company, not a computer company. But an Apple Watch is so closely linked to the iPhone. In fact, an iWatch without an iPhone is a pretty useless device. Really, it's a way to keep you in the iPhone family, and as a way to more closely associate you. And if you don't have an iPhone, you have to get one to make the watch useful. Going to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. 39 minutes after the hour, it's Soundbites on the truly great and solely member-supported, I'm looking at you, Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 43 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites, and we have Roy from Pittsford. No, apparently we don't. We have Roy from Pittsford. Roy, call back. Don't know what happened to you.
We're having some weird problems with the phones today.
But only here. Luckily, Phil Dodd, who is doing yeoman service taking your pledges, is doing a great job in there, and the phones are working for him. So please give us a call and make a pledge. We want to stay on the air. We want this station to stay on the air. I'm being polite here, but you need to read the desperation in my voice.
You're very polite.
You need to hear the desperation in my voice. Call now. Call now. Make the pledge. Look, I know how much you hate pledge drives. And I know you do. Everybody tells me they hate pledge drives. And I know why they hate pledge drives. Guilt. You feel guilty when we're asking for money and you're not pledging, because you know you're a tightwad son of a pup. Well, it's an easy fix for that. Call up and make a pledge. Any amount will do. Everybody says, well, you know, money's tight now. Really? $5? Is this too? You can't afford $5? You can't afford $10? 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or instead of talking to a human, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. While we take care of business and talk to Roy from Pittsford. Is it Roy? From Pittsford, New York. Welcome, Roy. What's up?
About 10, 15 minutes ago, your web broadcast disappeared.
It might have crashed.
Yeah, could be. I can't pick it up on FM very well over here in Pittsburgh.
I've been having trouble with the video stream, too. But you can try going to ustream.tv, search for Soundbites, and you can find us there as well.
And also, let me write that down.
On the Soundbites homepage, on the right-hand side, there's a live video link as well.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, just listen to it through Jazz 901.
Yep. Well, as it turns out, we tend to overwhelm the stream. It crashes, and I can see that it did indeed crash a bit ago. It's back up now.
Okay.
But it crashed a while ago. The problem with all of this is that stream is very, very, very expensive. And we'd love to update it, but if we're not getting pledges, there's no point.
It costs money.
It costs money to update that stream. And we'd love to do it, and we'd love to. The problem is we fill it. When we hit 100 users, it crashes.
Yep.
And so if we could get fewer people listening, that would fix it. But we don't want that. What we want to do is upgrade the stream, but we can't do that without money, and that money comes from our listeners who are not calling in, so that stream's not going to be updated. And I apologize for that, Roy, but there's really nothing else we can do about
it. And oftentimes, if you wait a few minutes and try again, it may come back up as well.
Well, it is back up, as you pointed out. That's why I hung up before
when
I was on the line. You didn't have a phone problem. I just hung up when it came back.
All right, excellent.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Sure, sure. Bye now.
Bye now. And speaking of which, we would like to thank Mark from Rochester and Jacques from Rochester for their...
I was going to say, that's a weird way to spell Mark.
Yeah. for their generous donations as well. Thanks to both of you for your donations. We appreciate it. We appreciate your efforts to help us keep this station on the air. We are just a bit under our goal of $3,000 for the hour. We're under $500 for the hour, so it's pretty unlikely that...
We're hurting for certain, and we just need folks to step up to the plate.
Yeah,
if they really enjoy this program that much, and what, right now on the stream alone, it says that there's 82 folks.
Right.
You know, and the other thing is, every time
each of those people called up and pledged $10... $10. That's all we need. Everybody listening to the stream right now, call up and pledge $10. Now, some of you are recording the stream to play back later when you're jogging or whatever it is you healthy people do. And that's great, but that means you don't have the opportunity to call in today, and that's fine too. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org and down in the comments section say it's for sound bites. But you have to actually do that. If we want to stay on the air, and please hear the desperation in my voice, if we want to stay on the air, we need you to make the call. If you don't want us here, don't make the call.
Yeah.
It's really that simple. You are voting at this moment, at this exact moment.
With your dollars.
You are voting whether or not to keep this show on the air. And that's your decision, and thank you for making it whichever way you make it.
You know, and it's amazing. Every year when I'm down the Jazz Fest, I'm down there quite a bit at the tent, and the number of folks that come by, you know, say... Gee, I love your show. You know, you guys have so much fun, and you provide so much information, and that, you know, just keep up the good work. Well, to all those, you know, hundreds of folks, thousands of folks that come to the Jazz Fest.
Yep.
You know, even those folks here in Rochester. I mean, I'm just talking to local people, because there's thousands of others that come from out of town. If those folks that love jazz that much can't pick up the phone and just even... If everybody that came to the Jazz Fest pledged $1,
yeah,
we wouldn't even have the pledge drive.
That's right. But and how much would it hurt to pledge $5 or $10?
Right.
You know, we're not asking somebody to pledge at the $1,000 level. Although, again, if you do, Rob Linton will personally cut your lawn.
Yes.
But if, but even at, you know, even $5 or $10, but people aren't picking up the phone, apparently. Yep. They don't really care about this show. It's just something to have on the background. While they're doing whatever they do on a Saturday afternoon.
That's sad because, you know,
it depresses me because
we give up.
This.
Right now, the three of us, and let's face it, you folks, you're just sitting there listening for 2 hours and you can go about your day, you know, doing this or doing that and turn us on, turn us off whenever you want. The three of us literally, you know, get up during our day knowing that, you know, we can't really do anything in the middle of the day. For myself, I know I got to be ready and leaving the house at 11 o'clock. And I don't get out of here until after 2. So there's 3 hours of my day, right in the middle of the day, that, you know, I take out of my daily life and come here to provide you folks with the information, as does Nick and Steve. And they both have families. And I mean, you know, both of them have kids, you know, and other things going on. We could be doing a lot of other different things. But you know what? We have enjoyed what we do for the past 25 years doing this, you know. So if we enjoy that much, let's see how much you folks enjoy it that much by picking up the phones and giving us a call. Please make Phil really work for it.
The numbers are 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Please pick up the phone. Please make the pledge. Please keep us on the air. That's all I have to say about that. You need to do that if you want us to stay on the air. It's that simple. Can't make it any clearer than that. So we're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to talk to Irwin from Rochester, New York, who I'm sure is a member. Hi, Irwin.
I will be. I'm all set to join, but I have a question I got to get answered first.
Okay, go ahead.
This is for my good buddy Steve.
Yay.
My iMac is giving me a problem that every time I now try to open some of my existing documents in Pages or Numbers, I get a failure that a file index.xmi is missing.
Index.xmi. Maybe XML?
Might be. I can't. My eyesight isn't that good, Steve.
Yeah. What version of Pages?
I got the latest. Whatever they allowed me to download, I download.
Yeah. Are they newer files or older files?
These are all my existing files. Existing. In fact, okay. I created a new file this afternoon. I put it back in, closed it and saved it. When I tried to open it again, it gave me the error message. I couldn't open it.
What can sometimes happen is that Apple, when they release a major version of Pages, they don't delete the old version of Pages. And so if your new file is trying to open the old Pages, you can get errors. Unfortunately, some of the old files won't open in the new Pages. They skipped the version. So if you have pages 8, then you can open it in 9 but not 11. So it's huh? They skipped a few versions. Yeah, you can open one version old, but you can't necessarily open two versions old. So one of the
that's the kind of arbitrary nonsense.
Yeah.
That really makes me angry at Apple.
Somebody didn't want to take the time to write that file.
That just
filter.
Makes me angry.
Yeah. So what you can do is find one of the new files that won't open, and right click on it, or use the control key and the left click. And there is an open with command that lets you pick what program you want to open it with. And you want to make sure it's set to open with the newest version of Pages and not the older version of Pages.
Okay.
Or if you're sure you don't have any older files, go into your applications folder and even delete the older version of Pages.
Okay.
So the current version of Pages, as soon as I get my get info, is version 6 something, and so the previous version that came with iWork 09 is version 5 something. So 5.5.2 is the current version. And so
also 5 would be in the applications folder, and Pages 09 08 is in the applications iWork folder.
Right. So there's an iWork 09 folder that would have the older version of Pages in it.
Oh, it just opened.
Good
for you then. It picked the right one.
Okay.
Yeah. What often happens is when you double-click a document, the OS tries to open the newest version of the program if you have several programs, several versions of the same program, and sometimes that's not the right version. So that open with lets you specifically pick which version to open it with.
I will keep trying it again. Hey, Steve, I'll see you at 3 o'clock. This is Irwin, your buddy.
Yep, all righty.
I'm on my way.
Okay.
Bye now.
Before you go, Earl, don't forget to make that pledge.
Make a pledge. Okay, I think I'll do that.
Excellent,
online.
Thank you.
But I'll do it online.
Thank you.
Thank
Perfect.
You. Yeah, that's Irwin. He's going to be starting hosting our Apple Cider Saturday Q&A down at the JCC, and I'll be going there after we finish here.
Nice, excellent. Good to hear. Good to know. We have a lot of things that we do, and much of it isn't specifically here, but we very much appreciate people who pledge, like Charles did, from Rochester, New York, or from Pittsford, New York. Excuse me, Charles, and also Lynn. Our friend Lynn from Clymer, New York, also made a pledge. Thank you so much, Lynn. We appreciate every pledge. Thank you so much. It's perfect.
Yeah, I was thinking
it's
there.
It's a great pledge.
If I didn't have the radio show, I'd have to be at work. So thank you for sound bites.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
And again, let me just reiterate, we want to thank those of you who have called so far today, who have done so much to keep us on the air. We very much appreciate it. 9 people so far have stepped up to the plate. and have helped us out, and we very much appreciate it. Thanks to each and every one of you, the nine of you who have called in. Now, pretty sure there are more than nine people listening. Somewhere around 80 more are just on the stream itself.
We've got 14 on the video stream.
And we got 14 on the video stream. So even if there's overlap, there's pretty close to 100 people listening somewhere along the line. Nine of you have called in. That's kind of, well, frankly, pathetic. But thank you for the nine who did call in. And we appreciate what you have done. We're going to take a slightly longer break shortly. But before we do, let me just remind you that we are in the middle of a pledge drive, and we will end at the minute we get $50,000. So anybody out there who has about $30,000 to give us could end that pledge today. And it's an easy thing to do, whatever amount, even $5.
Corporate underwriters are welcome.
Corporate underwriters are welcome. If you're a business and you've got sound bites playing in your store right now, why aren't you a member? A corporate donation, even at the $35 member or the $50 level, would be very much appreciated. And for those of you who'd like to call in and make a pledge, there are three simple ways to do it. One is to call the local number, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. If you're outside the 585 calling area, it's 1-800-790-0415. It's a free, toll-free pledge. Please call and make it. And if you don't want to talk to a human, you can, from anywhere on the planet Earth, go to jazz901.org and pledge securely online. In the comments, please note that it's for sound bites if you're not calling during the if you're not pledging during the show. But we need all of you to step up. We want to thank the nine people who already have. But we need you to join them. We need you to become a member of the Soundbites family, a new membership, a renewing membership. Just call and let us know that that you support the show and that you want to see us stay on the air. And the only way to do that is to call and make the pledge. This station lives or dies on your donation. This show lives or dies on your donations. And we need your help. And you have plenty of time to do that, because that music tells me we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and you. This is the perfect opportunity while you're listening to our underwriters. They will remind you that you should also become an underwriter. Make the call. Make the pledge. 966-5299, 800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. But you know what? Whether you pledge or not, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you will all be back on the other side with another hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, and the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. Take this few minutes, make the call, make the pledge, and we'll see you on the other side. Thanks.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District, Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Edwin.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're hurtling headlong into the second hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Speaking of, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. So those of you who missed the opportunity to become members during the first hour, why, you've got a whole other chance right now. It's real easy to do. All you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. and talk to Phil Dodd, who will be more than honored to take your pledge, although you should beg him to take your pledge. Now, of course, if you don't like talking to humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Just before we get right back to the phones, you really need to make that call. You have to remember that we are a member-supported station.
We're way behind the polka guys.
We're way behind the polka guys.
I mean,
we're
the polka guys kicking our butts right now.
Yep, they really are.
And if you folks know and listen to us often enough, you know each year we take it as a personal challenge. Because they're so smug, you know, that
we're clearly failing that challenge this year.
We're not even close.
We're clearly failing that challenge.
We need this next hour for all you folks that really enjoy this show to prove it by stepping up to the plate and calling in and pledging, please.
There's almost 100 people listening online. If every single one of them just pledged $10, we'd go a long way toward our goal. Rob did give us a goal for this hour of $3,000. We missed it last hour by just a lot.
Yeah.
But
not even close.
We really would like it if you would make the call and make the pledge. We'd love to stay on this station. We'd love to stay on the air. And the only way that's going to happen is for you to call and make the pledge and become a member of the station. It just takes a couple of minutes, and you can join Joanne from Greece, and Mark from Rochester, and Wesley from Colesville. And we want to thank all of you for your donations. Like I said, we have membership levels, 35, 50, 100, and up to 1,000. But $10, $5, $20, all of it is useful. All of it helps us. Oh, also Irwin. I completely missed Irwin there. So thank you all for your generous donations, and we really appreciate it, and we love that you have become members of this station and members of the Soundbites family. It is an honor to continue to bring this show to you every week as you folks pledge your support to keep us on the air. Thanks so much. But we're going to go back to the phones. Our next caller is Mike from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Mike. What's up?
Yeah, I bought a new computer laptop for my wife, and she has hand tremors, and I forgot how to turn off the tapping on the mouse, you know, when you negotiate the mouse with that little pad that's on the top of the computer. How do you turn that tapping off so if she wants to, you know, activate something, she has to double tap the button?
What brand laptop is it?
A Lenovo.
Somewhere in control panels, and we're looking for them now.
In the mouse settings,
there should be a disable or uncheck to tap to click or touch to click or some words like that.
So I go to control panel and then mouse settings?
Yeah, under the mouse settings, there should be the feature there that you can control that.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So then you have to physically push the button in order to activate the mouse click.
Yep.
A lot of people find that tap to click is so sensitive that, you know, while you're typing, your thumb will brush the cursor and suddenly you've clicked. Your thumb will brush the trackpad and you've suddenly clicked somewhere else.
Yep. It's a common occurrence. Also, on a lot of laptops, there's not a lot of support on either side of the trackpad.
Which was designed to support your hands.
No, it wasn't. That's the thing. People think it's designed to support your hands, but it's not. You're supposed to raise your hands up and not lay them down while you're typing. And so consequently, when people actually lay their hands down on that, it often depresses the mouse pad and the computer thinks that was a click, but it actually wasn't. And that causes the problem. Don't we have Mike from Rochester on the line? How many people do we have on the line at once? Did we take care of Mike? Oh, okay then. Excellent.
Yeah, he just called about.
Oh, he was the tremors.
The mouse pad.
Yeah, sorry, I was writing down other things. Before we go on to the next caller, I want to thank Joanne from Greece, Mark from Rochester, Irwin from Rochester, Wesley from Colesville. Sorry, Wesley, my lips are very dry today. Donna from Henrietta for all of your generous donations. Donna, thank you very much. We really need you to step up. Don't forget to give us a call. Make the pledge. Keep this show on the air. We'd love to stay on the air, but that's up to you. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And while you do that, we will talk to Mark from Rochester, New York. Thanks, Mark. What's up?
Hi there. Let's see. My wife is having a... an odd problem retrieving her email.
Yeah, it's always the wife or a friend, or say it's never. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, it's down to me because I'm the support person in the house.
Yeah, welcome to that club.
So we both run Thunderbird. Hers on a Windows 7 laptop, mine on Windows 8.1. We both use IMAP to connect to our email boxes. Mine's on an alumni server at my undergraduate institution. I don't have any trouble. She is using the IMAP service from Roadrunner, Time Warner Cable. And from time to time, she does not get a piece of mail for a day or two. And I think I've traced it down to mail hits her mailbox, and some pieces, their presence is simply not communicated successfully to Thunderbird, because if she shuts Thunderbird down, kills it, and restarts it, generally speaking, the missing mail will show up right then. But the usual get mail doesn't see that mail. And I can tell that the mail is in her mailbox because it's visible through the webmail interface and also on her iPhone, which is connected also by IMAP. So the question is, what the heck's going on? And at which end is the problem?
And it shows up in the inbox, not in the junk mail?
But no, it does eventually
when it's retrieved, it shows up in her inbox just as normal.
Yeah, because sometimes if mail doesn't show up, it often has accidentally been marked as junk.
Nope, not the problem.
And does it show up eventually?
Yes. That's how she's noticed it. It's like, well, I didn't get this piece of mail that everybody else got, and it just showed up, and I look at the mail headers, and there's no sign of any delay. When this finally became intolerable the other day, I started doing some diagnosis and discovered that I could see mail in her inbox through the webmail interface or through her iPhone, which she only uses for mail very occasionally. But the mail wasn't there on Thunderbird, so I tried killing Thunderbird and restarting it, and it flushed it brought down the mail.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
but if you close it down and then open it up,
then it gets the mail.
Then it gets the mail. And you do have it set to automatically download new messages.
Oh, yes, and it does that for most messages. But from time to time, it fails. And there's no sign that it fails until you actually go look some other way or shut it down and start it up again, and all of a sudden you get these older messages.
There is a synchronization and storage preference in the Thunderbird preferences.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume you have that turned on to sync.
Yep. I tried playing around the Thunderbird settings. I found something I thought might work, and that might be what you're referring to, and I toggled it. Made no difference.
Yeah.
I also asked on the Mozilla Zine forum, and I've got 40 views and no responses.
Yeah, I am seeing a lot of people with the same problem, and the general consensus is get a Gmail account, but I know that that doesn't actually solve the problem.
Well, Gmail doesn't use standard IMAP either.
Yeah, there's an issue there. She was talking about maybe I should just get Gmail, and I started to poke around at that, and I saw warnings that new Gmail accounts don't talk to Thunderbird because they require two-factor authentication.
Yeah, and
not necessarily. I have Thunderbird.
Maybe brand new accounts might.
Maybe.
Yeah. But part of what we see is Google basically expects you to use the Gmail website and to not use a mail client.
Right.
And everything works great there.
Right.
Because I see that all the time when I'm trying to set up Google Mail for customers.
Yeah, I actually have a Gmail account, but it's set up to forward to my alumni account. And I also have, of course, a Roadrunner account, which is set up to forward to the Gmail account, because direct forwarding to the alumni account sometimes fails, but at least Gmail is nice enough to rewrite the headers so as to make the forwarding work.
Right. Sometimes, though, on the Time Warner server itself, the retrieve command doesn't always succeed.
And
there's nothing we can do to fix that. They've been rebuilding accounts, but there's, you know, until or unless they get to your particular account, your wife's particular account, the retrieve command sometimes hiccups. But the good news is when it does, it doesn't mark the mail as delivered. So that's why restarting Thunderbird, it'll say get all the new mail, and then that new mail will come down.
Yep.
I've also seen issues with the Roadrunner mail server, especially if you have multiple devices, your computer, you know, desktop, laptop, iPad, iPhone, hitting a multiple concurrent limit. So your iPad happens to be checking now, so your computer can't check because the iPad already is. And annoyingly, you often get an invalid password error because that must be the last error in the error list. I can't log into the account, so it must be the password. No, it's because you're already logged in somewhere else.
Shouldn't the very final error in any error file be,
unknown.
We don't know what happened?
Yeah, sorry.
You would think so, but...
Yeah. But I'm sorry, those are the only two things we can tell you.
Okay, but you're aware that people have this problem and also that Time Warner is doing some work on their IMAP servers?
Well, they're always doing some work on their IMAP servers. Well, but yes, the theory is they are doing something. They've been doing it since at least last June that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's some of the weirdness, too, is Roadrunner does not have IMAP.
Right, understand. I'm using mail.twc.com or something like that.
It feels
whose
like
existence,
they're...
by the way, I only know about because the caller mentioned it on the air.
Yep.
In your program a few months ago.
Yeah, that's how I found it.
And I thank you very much. And by the way, I'm the Mark in Rochester who just pledged. So.
Bless you, Mark. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And to that end, we want to thank Dan from Marion, New York, and Steve from Rochester, who also both pledged. Thanks to all those of you who have generously decided to become members of the Jazz 90.1 family, and more importantly, the Soundbites family. It doesn't really look like we're going to hit our $6,000 challenge goal today, but we would love to hit $1,000, and we're only going to do that with your help. So please pick up the phone. Please make the call. We need your help. We need your assistance. We're never going to catch the polka guys today. But we'd really like to stay on the air. And the only way that's going to happen is if you make the pledge, if you make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Look, I know that you hate pledge drives. And we'll talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and you, 19 minutes after the hour. Please call, please pledge, because it's Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And Steve Ray is taking a pledge right now. So we want to thank, I don't know where I left off, Steve from Rochester, Sally from Rochester, Teddy from Fairport, Anonymous, Gary from Rochester, and whoever Steve is talking to on the line. We want to thank you all for your pledges. It is an honor for us to know that these people would like to have become a member of the Jazz 90.1 family and are willing to be part of the family and keep this station on the air. We need you to do that. We need you to make the call, make the pledge like Gary did from Rochester, like Mike did, from Altoona, PA.
He's actually in from Rochester.
Florida at the moment.
We hate you, Mike, just so you know, that you're in Florida basking. Although it's 40-plus degrees here, so it's not nearly as bad as we generally tend to think it is. Thank
yeah,
you
really. We're for your very generous donation.
We're honored and delighted for all those of you who have called in and made that pledge, and we thank you so much. But we're not done. That doesn't let the rest of you off the hook. Those of you who are listening and who have not called in and are getting annoyed that we're pushing the membership, make the pledge. Turn that annoyance into smug complacency. All you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Can you tell I'm invested in this? When people call in and pledge, I get happy.
Yeah.
And when people are not calling in and pledging, I'm depressed. Don't depress me. Make the call. In
Please.
The meantime, we're going to talk to Steve, who's been patiently holding on the line for a while now. What's up, Steve?
Well, happy Pi Day, gentlemen.
Happy Pi Day to you.
As a newly renewed member,
That's what we like to hear.
All right. I do a lot of typing. I do a lot of keyboard work. I would like to remap one key on my keyboard.
Uh-huh.
Every place I found says I can't do it because I need to include a second key. Basically, I want to. I use so many colons and practically never use a semicolon. I'd like to switch the colon from shift button to just the button. But when I look at like sharp keys or key tweak or all those other things, if it involves a second key, which would be the shift key, I can't make a change. In other words, I don't want to have to push that extra shift key to get a colon.
Right. You know, you're not the only person who's asked this. That's actually a fairly common question. Auto hotkey. Yeah.
That second key that they don't allow.
Well, you should be able to just say with auto hotkey, you should be able to say when I hit the semicolon, I want the colon, and then it's not shifted.
Okay.
But then you lose the semicolon.
I can't just swap them. I mean, I can't do the when I hit shift and that key then get the semicolon.
Well, that's where the issue comes in. That's now a second hotkey or auto hotkey.
Okay.
Right. So you can do that. You can just say when I hit the semicolon, type a colon.
Right.
In pretty much any one of these. But then if you want that semicolon back again, now you've got to do map the shift colon key to semicolon.
Yeah.
But you should be able to do it. There's nothing that would prevent you from.
I hadn't looked up auto hotkey. I hadn't seen that one. They kept telling me that sharp keys and key tweak were the best ones to.
Well, they're very good, and any one of these would do this for you.
No, because it's a second key. Every time I try to do it, because I have to tell them what key to shift it to, I have to push the shift key. In other words, it's one key. They work fine. If it includes a second key, they don't work.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is for the colon key.
Right.
What you say to any one of these is when I hit semicolon, it's like any other key you change. When I hit semicolon, give me a colon. It's only when you want to get that semicolon back again that you would hit shift colon, when you would hit you know, when I type a code, the now it's hard to say because you're swapping two keys on the same thing. You see what I'm saying?
When you type a semicolon, you want a colon, and when you type a colon, you want a semicolon.
Right. So getting the one is not a two key stroke thing.
Right.
When I hit the semicolon, type a colon. That's any one of those will do that. It's a standard substitution. It's only when you want that other one that you have to say, when I type shift that key, give me a semicolon.
Yep.
That's really, so it's really a two-step process, but they're independent steps.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So if you actually wanted to live without the semicolon, then just hitting the semicolon would give you a colon, and hitting shift semicolon would give you a colon. But you can then go that second step and say, when I hit shift what would have been the semicolon, then give me a semicolon.
Right. And I can't do that.
You can. They should map. They should be allowed. So in other words, when you hit semicolon, give me a colon. When I hit colon, give me a semicolon.
Right. I did try both the map keyboard, or yeah, not map, tweak key and sharp key, and neither one of them would work, and I presumed it was because I was using the, basically you tell them what key you want to change, which is easy, but when I try to tell them what I want to change it to, that's a shift key, and because it's two separate keys, they didn't.
But you're not changing it to a shift key. You're changing it to a character.
I understand that. But when you look up the character map that they give you with these programs, they give both. In other words, the key has got both the colon and a semicolon when you look it up. It's a location type of.
Yeah. Well, take a look at auto key.
Okay. I have not tried the auto key. It's auto key or auto hotkey?
Auto hotkey. Sorry.
I didn't see that one in my search. So.
Yeah, try to look up auto hotkey. I think that's still around. It's certainly the one I'm most familiar with, but that doesn't mean anything.
I will certainly give that a check. Thank you very much, gentlemen. I hope you guys hit your goals. We don't want to lose our sound bites.
Thank you. Me too. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thanks. And to that end, you can help us stay on the air. And I mean that. You can help us stay on the air. So you can give us a call at 585-966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ. Or toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Any amount, $5, $10, $100, $1,000, $3,000, $6,000. We don't care. But seriously, if all you can afford is $5 or $10, God bless you. We will take that money because we want to stay on the air. So please make that call. Make that pledge. Let's keep Phil walking back and forth from his phone to this studio. He's trying to lose weight anyway, so this will be a big help to him. Help Phil lose weight. Make the call while we take a call from Gary from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Gary. What's up?
Hey, my computer has in its lower left window, it says software download complete. Now, usually when I get that little message, I know where it comes from, but this thing is totally unidentified, so I'm a little paranoid.
Sure.
Now, I have no idea what this thing is. And,
all right. Where are you seeing that window?
It's in the lower right-hand corner, right above the... I'm forgetting my nomenclature here.
Above the web browser?
Yeah.
Okay, which web browser?
I use Google.
Okay, so it's Chrome.
You mean Firefox? Or,
yeah.
I use Firefox.
Okay,
yeah.
Firefox. In the upper bar there where you normally type in a web address, over on the right there should be a little green down arrow.
Okay, hang on.
And if you click on that, it should show you all your downloads.
That's in Firefox. Is that correct?
Yes. Isn't that where you're seeing this message?
You know, that I'm, this is where I'm, my computer ignorance really shows. Because I use Firefox, I use Yahoo and Google.
But inside Firefox? Or are you talking about...
Firefox is the one that I've chosen,
Right, then in that case, it's, that's where you would find it, in the lower right-hand corner. It's probably gone now if you've closed Firefox. But there should be a down, a little, a green down arrow somewhere near the upper right, near it, depending on what order your icons are in. And if you click on that, it will show you a list of everything you've downloaded recently.
See, I don't download that much. Here, I'm trying to get Firefox on the screen.
Yes, it's just a convenience that it's remembering the things you've downloaded. But there is something that the bad guys do called a drive-by download, where you're on a website and there may be an ad on that website that downloads a file. And so if you didn't intentionally download it, then ignore it and or delete it. But if you pull down that little green arrow, it will show you the names of the programs that you the files that you've downloaded.
And if you don't recognize one, it's probably in your download folder. Just trash it.
That's it.
Okie doke. We kind of have to move on.
The other question I have, I use a whole boatload of passwords. I'm a little nervous.
That's fine.
Is there a way I could, you know, kind of consolidate all of that? Is there like a little gizmo or something that, you know, would come up with a code or something that I could use and just put that in when I'm logging in?
Firefox has a password manager built into it that will remember your passwords for you.
That's
tools and options.
Right.
Or there are some third-party password managers. There's
like LastPass.
Very popular one called LastPass.
LastPass.
Yep. And what one of the advantages it has is it will remember passwords in different browsers and on different computers, and it can synchronize them. So if you use your passwords on your tablet and passwords on your computer, it can synchronize them both for you.
My son bought me a Note 3 recently, and I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do any transactions on that, but.
Right. But if you did decide to do that, then using LastPass means that you could put LastPass on that computer as well. And all of that stuff gets synchronized through the cloud. So as long as you're connected to the internet, which of course you're going to be because you're putting addresses and websites. As long as you're connected to the internet, LastPass will fill all those forms out for you.
And the other nice thing that LastPass can do is create passwords for you, which it'll create long passwords you have no hope of remembering, which makes them really good passwords for the bad guys not to guess. And so it remembers them for you. And Firefox can also do that as well inside of Firefox itself.
Oh, excellent. Okay, I'm glad to know that. Well, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we have to worry about sudden downloads that we didn't initiate. That's an important thing to remember is not to do that. And it's important for you to remember to make a pledge. We need you to do that to keep us on the air. We'd like to stay on the air, and the only way we're going to do that is if you call and make the pledge. Like I said, $5, $10, that's fine. And we don't have a problem with that. It's not about the amount. It's about becoming a member. So we've had kids call up and pledge $5. We've had adults call up and pledge $5. We're happy. It's about the pledge, and you need to make it right now. You know how to do that. It's 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And if you do that for us, we will continue to come here every week and do this for you. That's the deal. But at the moment, we're going to take a very short but much-needed break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. If you're on the line, please stay on the line. If you're not on the line, well, call and talk to Phil and make a pledge. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot more sound bites on the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 43 minutes after the hour, I'd like to thank Gerald. I think I thanked Betty already. Betty from Fairport, Gerald from Rochester, Rodney from Rochester, Anonymous, and Thomas from Penfield for your generous donations. Anonymous, by the way, is a Jazz-O-Matic member. Jazz-O-Matic is actually very cool. Wow.
You haven't seen the you haven't heard the promo for that?
Yeah, I have. if you pledge $10 or more per month for as long as you'd like, you become a Jazz-O-Matic member. You get the what do you call them? Thank you gifts. You get the thank you gifts for that full level of membership. So let's say you did $10 a month for a year. It's $120. You get the $100 gift memberships things. And you can cancel any time that you need to. And it's an easy way to give a decent amount of money without having to dig too deep at any one time. So when you call, you can tell Phil you desperately need to be a Jazz-O-Matic member. And he will make that happen for you. We'd also like to thank Michael from Phelps, New York, who probably isn't actually Michael Phelps, but we'd like to thank Michael from Phelps for his generous donation as well. Again, thank you all, those of you who have helped keep this show on the air. We appreciate it, and we'd like to get back to the phones right now and talk to Harry from Honeyoy. Welcome, Harry. What's up?
Hello. I've got a dual monitor question. And what I've done here is I've hooked up a second monitor to my laptop, Dell laptop running Windows 7, a home premium. And I have gone through the configuration to add the second monitor. And everything is working fine, but I did this so that I could be working from home. And we're using Citrix software to access the work computer. And everything works for me, and I can do things independently on each monitor, task-wise, but I can't get the Citrix to move to the second monitor. It's just not taking it, so I'm at...
So are you saying you want to move it to the second monitor or spread it over both monitors?
Well, I would like to be able to move it to the second monitor, and all the other things, YouTube or the browsers or whatever, I can move. I can have two different things on the monitors right now and work off of each one independently. But the Citrix I can only get on the main screen on the laptop. I'm not able to move that, and so I haven't really solved what I'm trying to accomplish here.
Okay, but let me go back and ask: are you trying to spread it over both monitors? So all you see is Citrix, or are you trying to move it to the second monitor while you keep other stuff on the first monitor?
Both scenarios, actually.
Okay. Citrix does have a multi-monitor capability. It requires hotfix roll-up pack 1, and that's got to be put on by your system administrators.
Oh.
Once they've done that... then there's a bunch more steps, but they can help you through that.
All right.
But that's not you.
Not something I can do from the house.
No. They have to see Citrix. Right now, you could move the Citrix from one to the other. I think, but it's hard because Citrix doesn't understand there's multiple monitors, and that's not you. That's them. They have to put that hotfix in. Once that hotfix in is in, hi, how are you? Once that hot fix
is something that is done through the registry.
That's something your administrator has to do, and I believe that has to be that has to flow down from the server, so they have to put it on the server.
Gotcha. All right. Well, good then. I'll stop thinking about it and let them worry about it.
Exactly. It's called Hot Fix Roll Up Pack 1.
Hot Fix Roll Up Pack 1.
And of course, they have to be running Citrix Presentation Server 4.5. And version 10.100 of the presentation server for Windows client or later. So they essentially need to be on fairly new stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen.
Zenab Server 6, yep. All of that. Okay. Good luck.
It's very convenient to have multiple monitors and be able to put some files on one monitor. In the early days, big monitors were too expensive, so two small monitors were cheaper. And now we're sort of used to giant monitors. You know, that's a standard monitor is, what, 20, 24 inches now?
Right.
And so
right.
It's very common for people to have two 20-inch monitors or three 20-inch monitors.
Right.
And being able to sort of segregate your work, you know, put your web browser in one monitor, your email, you know, your Twitter feed on the corner of one monitor and be more productive that way.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do without my dual monitors.
Well, but his problem, of course, is that he's using the Citrix server, which means he's actually running stuff from work in a window on his machine.
Right.
And essentially, his machine has become a dumb
terminal
to what's going on at work. Mm-hmm. And it's at the work end that you have to tell it that dumb terminal that Harry's running has two monitors.
Yep.
And so there's nothing he can fix at his end. Well, there's still something that he has to put on his machine, but without the stuff at the server end, it's useless. All right, back to the phones. Our next caller is Mike. You're calling from Florida. Where in Florida, Mike?
Ocala. And I just signed up as a member. I'm proud to be with you.
That's what we love to hear. Thanks, Mike.
I want you to know, I'm not going to talk about the weather.
Thank you. God bless you for that.
This has been. Every time I talk to somebody in Rochester or my other home in Altoona, PA,
Altoona,
I actually do not bring up the subject of weather. Then they ask me what it's like down here, and I say, well, it's 80 and sunny. Then they swear at me.
Exactly.
You can't win.
The skiing is horrible, though, down there.
Yeah, more important, so are the alligators.
Yeah.
That's why I tell myself I'm still up here. No, man, it's the alligators. All right.
The question I got today is, I think one of you guys is a ham radio operator.
Used to be.
Yeah, and the way, if you want to start an argument about a bunch of hams, just ask them about batteries and the care and feeding. And I'm wondering about these lithium icons or lithium ions. Is that what they call them?
I get so many
different stories about, should you fully charge them, partially discharge them?
Have you gotten any feedback on that? Yeah, here's the deal. Back when we all had NiCad batteries, nickel-cadmium batteries, they had a life and they had a profile, okay? So if you continually kept them charged, they would tend to think, let's say you never let them go below 80%, right? They would eventually start thinking of 80% as zero. So when they went down to 79%, they panic, oh my God, I'm out of battery, and they'd shut down. And you could recalibrate them by every once in a while, filling them, draining them, do that 3, 4, 5 times, and they would regain most of their old profile back again. Lithium ion batteries or Li-ion batteries don't have quite the same profile problem. So they don't really work the same way. Certainly, it's not a bad thing once or twice a year to run through a couple of drain recharge cycles. But the reality is they're much less prone to that, much less susceptible to that. And I know particularly old hams, which I think are pretty much all that's left anymore, old hams love to hang on to their old lore. But in this particular case, the science has moved on. And
which was NiCads, and that was my understanding.
Yeah.
I stuck my foot in my mouth the other day because a friend of mine bought a new lithium-ion battery for her laptop.
Yep.
And I kind of poo-pooed it, you know, about fully charging. And, you know, being a non-technical type, she actually read the directions like we wouldn't.
Yeah.
And it stated right in the directions for the battery, it said fully charge and discharge it 3 times a minimum, so it memorizes where it needs to be.
Right, the first time, yes, absolutely. They will all tell you that. Do that the first time. Once you've done that, you're pretty much done forever.
The other side of lithium-ion batteries is that they are only good for a certain number of recharging cycles.
Right.
So if you drain them and charge them too often, you'll wear them out faster. So what we see today is most people with laptops keep them plugged in as long as and often as they can. So when you're not near electrical power, your battery's already ready to be full.
Yep.
So that's kind of the opposite problem. So you know, Apple's batteries in their laptops are rated for about 1,000 recharge cycles, which they estimate is about 5 years, which is...
Okay, so the same would apply to cell phone batteries as well then,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah. Well, and part of the confusion is there's different types of lithium batteries. There's lithium ion, lithium polymer, lithium air,
right.
and they're all slightly different in how their chemistry works. But in general, they're about the same. You do that conditioning a couple of times a year where you do let it drain completely and then charge completely again just to keep the chemistry working rather than needing to worry about a memory effect like the old NiCads did.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay, so, I guess I'm less confused now.
There you go. What I tell people is pick either spring ahead or fall back, and that's now your yearly... drain recharge cycle for all your devices.
Okay, so really I'm better off having 2 batteries for my cell phone so I can fully discharge one, you know, once a year, twice a year, and still be able to use the phone.
Well, right. If that's the way you need to do that, that's the way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you, fellas.
All right, we're done for another week. Listen, I'm delighted and thrilled. I want to thank Charlotte and Dorothy and Linda and Richard and David and Mark and Jacques and Charles and Lynn and Brian and Joanne and Mark and Irwin and Wesley and Donna and Dan and Steve and Sally and Teddy and Anonymous and Gary and Mike and Betty and Gerald and Rodney and Anonymous and Thomas and Michael and Anonymous for their pledges. And I can't tell you how delighted and thrilled I am. Don't go away. George is in to play the best German music you'll hear all week. Michael is here to keep him on the straight and narrow. And we'll be back next week with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and you. 55 minutes after the hour, it's Soundbites on the truly great, and thanks to you, solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you next week, a mere 166 hours away.